We hear our first Bible reading now from Psalm 42.
As a deer longs for a stream of cold, cool water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for you, the living God. Where can I go and worship in your presence? Day and night I cry, and tears are my only food. All the time my enemies ask me, where is your God? My heart breaks when I remember the past, when I went to the crowds to the house of God and led them to walk along, the happy crowds, singing and shouting praise to God. Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise him, my Saviour and my God.
Here in exile my heart is breaking, and so I turn my thoughts to him. He has sent waves of sorrow over my soul. Chaos roars at me like a flood, like waterfalls thundering down to the Jordan, from Mount Hermon and Mount Mizar. May the Lord show his constant love during the day, so that I may have a song at night, a prayer to the God of my life. To God, my defender, I say, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go on suffering from the cruelties of my enemies? I am crushed by their insults as they keep on asking me, where is your God? Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise him, my Saviour and my God. This is the word of the Lord.
Does that work?
Yeah. So I brought with me today a little basket full of things. Well, not full of things, but who can have a guess what this is? Maybe you shouldn't touch them. Have a look. Let's see if you know what this is. Okay, your mom says they're dog toys. And she's right. They are the toys of my dog. I've got this puppy at home. Most of you have seen her. Many of you have seen her. It's not really a puppy anymore. She's big and strong. But she has all these toys. And I have spent lots of money on her already. To buy her little cuddly toys. But what she does with them is she just destroys them, takes out all the white fluffy stuff, and then she loves them. And so whenever I come in the morning or when I come home, she picks up one of these toys out of her den and just throws them to me, like so. And then she wants me to throw them back. When I don't, and I keep them, and I sort of hide them, she does all kinds of stuff to actually get them back. And she goes mad. And she, it just reminds me of cuddly toys that babies sometimes have. And I don't know, sometimes we're a bit bigger and we still have these cuddly toys, right? And we have these little pieces of material or a little doll or whatever, and whatever we do, that toy just has to come with us. And I think there are many people who maybe know parents or who have been or who are parents themselves, who know how important it is to always have that special toy. Especially when the child goes to sleep. If it's not there, well, things become a little bit nightmarish. Now, I was somewhere in this last week, and I heard this story of a mother who had lost the toy of her little girl. And so in the end, she was so desperate, they just could not find it anywhere. In the end, she was so desperate, they put up all these kind of posters that you do for lost cats and dogs. And on every lamppost, they had put a tree, they had this poster with this little cuddly toy, and could please If anyone had found it, could they please come forward and let them know? So they got a phone call from this person who said, I've got it. What is it worth to you to get it back? I could not believe it. That is like the pit of cruelty, right? But my question is, how much would you give for something like that? How much would it be worth to you to get back the cuddly toy of your child? This person asked £50 for it. Or, if that question is too difficult, how much would you pay if it was a person who was held hostage? This person was holding a cuddly toy hostage. I have never heard anything like it before. But what if it was a person that was held hostage? Now, we're going to hear later that some people have their birthday today, and one of them being Catherine. But you know, David, she is your, sorry for putting you on the spot, since you're her dad. She's your only child, she's your only daughter. How much would you give if she would be held hostage? Philip, you are her godfather. How much would the two of you give to actually get her back? Everything. Everything. Isn't it? Oh, did I make you cry? Oh, bless. She's here with us. She's not being held hostage. The price of a human life is amazing, isn't it? It's hard to define. Some of us say, no, you know, everything I would give. Let us see what Jesus does. It is our second Bible reading based on Luke 8, the end of the chapter of Luke 8. But it is a video. It's just a video clip that we will watch instead of hearing the reading. Now, have a look. If you find it too scary, just look away. Yeah?